This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu.
Arvind Yuvraj.
Our producer is Christine Wong. We are talking about tech annoyances. What do you find most annoying about tech? We've had some messages via WhatsApp, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll come to all of those in a few minutes. But first, we should have a KLCI update, courtesy of
Money
Arvind
Man.
Yuvraj.
Money Man. Oh, I like that. The FBM KLCI is down by 0.38% by 1,545 points. Active stocks by volume include MyEG Services, Secure Metrics Berhad, and DGB Asia Berhad. And a quick look at the ringgit. It is at 4.13 against the US dollar.
Did you say 38%?
0.38%. 38% is
a lot of people were panicking just then. I just wanted to double check.
A lot of screeching cars.
Look what you've done, Rich.
Look what you've done. Right, let's get to some of these messages.
We've got from Ike. He says, unskippable and pop-up ads in apps and website. Is annoying. This one is from Ro. My biggest tech gripe is autocorrect and how it waits for the very last second before you press send. To wrongly correct, kasihan to lesbian. Super inappropriate, yo.
Autocorrect.
Okay. We go on again. There's Maggie. It says, petrol kiosk locks in a certain amount of money. I think 100, 200 ringgit when you make payments.
I think there was one that did a lot more than that.
Okay. Right. 200 ringgit. Okay. The amounts reverse out later on. The actual sum for petrol pumped will be debited. I'm not questioning this MO, but recently when I was forced to use a debit card at shopping malls, newly installed cashless parking, I was locked in for 60 ringgit because I had swiped twice with my first swipe read error and the wooden bar didn't rise up to let me drive through. When I followed with both the bank and the malls people, they told me they'd reverse it in a couple of days. I feel it's unfair to lock in my money. If I use cash, I would not be facing all this hassle. So cashless doesn't necessarily mean convenience. I feel victimized by the so-called technology progress. Remember when we had to go on our holiday and our company trip and we went to this place, right? And they asked for a deposit of 1,500 ringgit per person on credit card.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm doing this by cash. I had some cash. I said, oh, with cash, 200 is enough.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
And then that's a huge gap.
Okay, why do I want to go? There's another, it goes on.
I think both me and I have paid by cash,
yeah,
right?
Cash.
It went down by a lot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Zakwan. When nowadays renting a car requires a smartphone to unlock, what happens when the battery dies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and from 7939 here, smart tag is not that smart, from Alexander.
Over on Insta Story, Nicholas, almost endless verification for mobile payments and the top-up mechanism. And Satvinder has said overpriced tech is his biggest gripe.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Keep them rolling, folks. 018-789-8899 on Insta, on WhatsApp, Insta Story, or Twitter. Mm-hmm. We're at BFM Radio. Moving on. The highest paid jobs in Malaysia 2020, I can tell you, not even the top 1,000 are radio hosts.
I know. I've been doing this for years, reading all these things like, not there. I'm still here. So this was compiled by iMoney. They got several references, one of which was from Robert Walters' salary survey 2020 report. So very nice. They put it in infographics for people who don't understand. So highest paying jobs for managerial positions and HR director. Right? The salary is from 330 to 750K.
What?
Yes. Okay. I know. They hear a lot of people's grievances, so I think they deserve it. Chief Financial Officer, 420 to 720K. Chief Digital Officer, different from a Chief Technology Officer. So Chief Digital Officer, 360 to 720. Chief Technology Officer, 390 to 660. And Head of Shared Services, 420 to 660.
Interesting.
Mm.
If you fall into any of those categories at home, do let us know if those are, you know, representative of the amount of money that you get.
Mm,
I'd like to know that.
Okay, so these are for managerial positions. Non-managerial positions. Data scientists, 174 to 276. Scrum master, 156 to 240. Private equity, 108 to 240. Cost controller, 156 to 216. KM. Fund manager to 84 to 216. Treasury trader 78 to 192. Data engineer 108 to 180. Talent acquisition 96 to 180. Business intelligence consultant 96 to 180K. Research analyst 80 to 180K. So I'm looking at it, right? A lot of it is a couple of financial jobs, mostly technology jobs and HR jobs to look for the technology people.
Right.
Right? And let's see, what else do we have here? So expected salary, yearly salary increment for those staying in their jobs, 3 to 8%.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out ourselves. For professionals who move or get promoted, 50 to 20%, but up to 30% for those with niche skills. Okay. So roles and skills in high demand, if you're looking at switching roles or, you know, looking at a course to take, a data scientist, right, a machine learning specialist, demand planners and logistics professionals. Yes, because a lot of the e-commerce going on, that's another industry. Regional sales positions and... IT lawyers.
I mean, traditionally, you look at stuff like, you know, oil and gas, and you'd look at IT, and these would always be like the kind of, other than CEOs, right, would be the top tier jobs that you'd be looking at. But now, it's changing somewhat.
And this is a very interesting case. So they did the survey, and 33% say that career progression is the main motivation for switching jobs. Mm. I'd like to know what the 67% are doing. 62% are positive about the job market this year.
Okay.
Good working culture environment is the top factor for job satisfaction. I think this doesn't change. And 42% feel that their potential is not maximized. Only 50% feel that their contributions are highly impactful, which means 50% don't. 92% do not see low monetary benefits as the top reason for leaving a job.
Yeah, no, so it's the people, right? That's what they always say, like, you leave a job because of the people, not because of, not so much of the money or the perks and stuff. So that makes sense. I think 92%, I think if people were happy at their jobs, they would stay at their jobs even if they were being paid less. Mm. Unless they have so many bills and they can't survive, then it's like, you know, out of necessity, you'd leave. But otherwise, mental health is a huge thing, I think.
Are we surprised by any of these numbers on here?
I'm surprised by the 62% are positive about the job market this year. Yeah. I'd like to know why. Like you know, what changed? Like, what is different about, you know, I don't know, about government, about the job market, about
Well, that would
finance.
Have been the case last year, wouldn't it?
Last year.
Perhaps the year before when everybody was a bit positive about the change and it was like, you know, everything seemed a little bit more rosy. Mm-hmm. The country's heading in the right direction and arguably...
It's slightly different this year.
It's stalled, perhaps, somewhat.
Yeah.
You know?
And now, you know, I think, like, okay, what was unique for me? IT lawyers. Lawyers specific to... technology and IT, and I guess looking at these sort of contractual agreements on technology, I think that's kind of interesting for me as well.
Definitely a niche.
Yeah. Also, like you mentioned before, the amount of tech positions that have sort of like opened up that we're not familiar with in Malaysia, because this is very Malaysia specific.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense, I think, like this year with the you know, the e-payments and then going cashless and that sort of initiative. It makes sense that a lot of companies would hire people who are well versed with tech or with IT to sort of help them, you know, make that progression or help them make the transition.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see. It's interesting to see, like,
machine learning experts.
Yeah. Machine learning experts, data scientists. You know, data scientists is huge there. Tech and transformation. It doesn't say enough because there are a lot of other brackets there that have nothing to do with tech, which is, you know, which is also quite telling. But, you know, it's kind of interesting to see how the landscape changes with time and stuff.
Lots of technology-based jobs in there, of course. And with that note, we're asking you about your biggest tech annoyance. Let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. A short break with music from Badfinger and Baby Blue. When we come back, final story of the day, learning social divide through the Parasite Tour. Mm-hmm. All coming up here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.